So I think the takeaway for me, it has been a lot to digest because I just think about how I got here. And I got here from just finding a set of clubs on a trash pile and losing my hearing and everything that could possibly happen to you to make it not work. And I'm tired. And so when I lost my hearing, a lot of my drive kind of went with it. But tonight, being there, cemented, and I do get it. It will happen. And why it needs to happen. Every time that I see Renee Powell and I understand the history of dog poop being in a hole, I have so that, you know, when blacks played, you know, they'd stick their hand in feces. I happened to sit tonight next to the historian for her father, Bill Powell. And so I got an opportunity to say, tell me about him. And he took him to his first PGA tournament. And he said, even when he went there, and he was about 70 years old then, it was maybe about 1988, 89. And he said, Bill Powell still said, I see why I built the course that I built, because it's still not right. Another thing, and I think Sandra had mentioned it, is I have been defied at every angle by the golf industry. And I think the struggle is coming now is because, you know, a lot of the personal investments and the checks have been personal, and there's nothing coming in, and I'm still working a full-time job. But when I started it as a result of data-driven points from the World Golf Foundation, where Dr. Cooper was commissioned to write the report, and maybe it's the naiveness sometimes that I know I bring, that Southern, you know, want to love everybody and everything to be right. I never realized that the golf industry would not support it. So he and I actually filled a problematic solution to why there are not minority women and girls in the game based on his data. And as a result of that, we came up with Women of Color Golf. So the conversations that you're hearing and seeing from Dr. Cooper and I said to Dr. Cooper, you know, which I love him to death, I was following him and his leadership to help him, not ever knowing that the golf industry was not going to support it. So you begin to understand, in my opinion, it's rhetoric. And so now it becomes, that's why he called, when we call you and Dr. Green, and I start talking to Gary, started saying, you got to meet Colette, Tammy, Bemetria. We as a people are going to have to do it because it's been 5 years and they haven't given us a sleeve of balls. And we know the value, we see the value, the experience, just us being here. So I know that, I'm not looking to the golf industry to support it or sustain it. So it is going to take us, that's why we call strategic group of people in to really help us do it. Dr. Cooper and I can help lead you all. We bring the golf industry and the golf side, and the training and the technology piece. We don't have the skills that a lot of you all bring to grow it, to get the builders, to get the funds, but together, we have to do it together because Dr. Cooper's been in it 30 years and you know he tired. And I think the other thing for me tonight was there was nobody there from the PGA of America. Nobody. So had we not supported her, she would not have been represented. And we are playing golf today because of her father, and there's a few others that you guys will learn about as well. But she's living. She's living. So it just behooves us, and I stay in prayer a lot. You guys know I call you, I cry, you see the other side. You know, you try to be a strong leader. But Dr. Cooper and I have been beating this thing down. And then I came and helped him, and we took it to the level that it is now. So we now need, you know, a team and a forum that can help us prove to the golf industry we don't need you, because you can't help us get to our community. But our community has to want to help us grow this and bring women in and bring minority girls in. And for me, that was just so powerful to see her. I was telling somebody, every time my phone rings and I see her name, I giggle like a little kid and I tell my mom, Renee Powell was on the phone. I mean, it's an honor. I mean, she embraced us. She could have invited Black Girls Golf. She didn't. She didn't. And I've always felt that, you know, we owe her a gratitude and a service. And she's trying to keep that foundation going at Clearview. You know, and so the goal of Women of Color Golf was always to be able to help minority female golfers. They don't get the sponsorships on the tour, you know. You met Shasta, because they feel we can't market or sell the products. And then Renee is not, she's struggling with Clearview. So the goal of this organization was to be able to help organizations. They call us in the golf industry community-based golf organizations. That's what we fall under, that umbrella. And most of us focus on that recreational golfer or the amateur player. But the golf industry does not support any of them. So for me, the struggle has just been the whole multitasking piece. It's a staff of two, me and Dr. Cooper. So even though, like you said, we got to follow up, that's falling on me. I got the full-time job. I got a sick mother. The pieces that people don't see, you know, my hearing is not where it was. So a lot of that, you know, I'm still, I mean, you guys know I've shared that with you. What did they say? You know, tell me, you know, so I'm struggling even with dealing with that, which was the devil trying to stop it. So it's just, you know, I know we've tried to get an intern from UT, you know, so it's all those pieces that, you know, are the challenges. And of course, we all know the fundraising aspect of it. But for me, I mean, it will always be something, but we just have to see what this team, from a reality and, like you said, a strategic perspective, what does that need to look like? How are we going to get it done? Sticking to timelines. And I know everybody busy. You got families, you got wives, you got husbands, you got children. We have to be realistic about, you know, prioritizing what is really the most critical step, what is the next step, and how do we do this? Because, like I said, Dr. Cooper and I can bring that golf industry side and educate you guys on that. But I just know from the women that have come through, Colette, Sandra, I have seen their lives touched. I've seen my own life touched. You guys know the personal story. I saw a set of golf clubs literally take me out of a very deep depression. You know, and nobody sees that. They see the car, they see Harbor Island. But it was like, it took me from a really, really bad place in my life. And I said, a set of golf clubs can do that. We got to change it. We got to get more women in. Like you said, the minute we're out there, we feel free. We can release for the day. We're not worried about the 9 million things and the children and the business opportunities that it's going to bring. So I say to each of you, Dr. Coop and I are there to keep the mission forward. We just have to set realistic expectations and goals.